line is wide open, so if you got any questions or comments. Nobody at all.
Sam?
Yeah.
This is Justine.
Good morning, Jill.
Oh, God bless you and all you do. I just want to let you know that Ron and I took our, as of Monday, 18-year-old, she was 17 at the time, granddaughter to Humans Being More in Warsaw. And Dennis was there, Dennis Williams, and we had a blast. And it really helped her tremendously. So we want to thank Nikan and you for all of what you do for us.
Hey.
God bless.
What was, you know, let me ask you, Justine, regarding that, because I was in Cleveland, Ohio last weekend, and there were, oh, goodness, so half a dozen young people that a few weeks prior had attended Humans Being More, and getting to talk to them and hear what that experience had done for them. When it comes to your granddaughter, was there one thing that was the biggest change as a result of the weekend?
She was more outgoing, and we didn't know, but when she got back to her dad, she was telling him that she was having problems with her speech class, and she felt this would help her with her class because it made her a little more outgoing. Gail McSacy's daughter was there too, Jillian, so the two of them kind of were able to get together and do things and to help each other out, but I really was glad that she went because she was struggling having, trying to think that she was, had any purpose or feeling. She was putting herself down as what she was doing. Didn't think she was beautiful or this or that. And it helped her to see from other people's perspective other than us that she really is a beautiful person. Only inside. She's still struggling with the outside, but she can do a lot more. She wasn't really interested in Nikan. She's not really taking a look at it. I mean, there's other things. She's still going to school. She's only a junior in high school. She'll graduate next year. But I think it was a good experience for her in that it brought her out of her shell.
Oh, absolutely. Good. That is absolutely fantastic.
And we just had a ball, and Dennis was just, I mean, she herself could not believe. She told us, you know, she said, you would never believe he's who he is. He's just such a down-to-earth, loving person, caring, and she just couldn't get over it.
Yeah. Oh, that is great. That is great. And, you know, we're going to hear so many more stories out there just like that when more and more young people, 16 to 20 years old, just as a reminder, as a paying wellness consultant, whether you're a repeat for $49 or brand new, you can accompany, or a young person can accompany you to that. So that's, take advantage of that.
Yes, I'm just so glad Nikan did that for us, because it just did her, and Jillian, I think a tremendous amount of good.
That's fantastic.
So we thank Nikan and you for having us have.
Well, good. Great, great, great. All right. Well, thank you, Justine. Anybody else got a question or comment?
Yeah, Nancy. Excuse me. I thought maybe one point came up that maybe you or your guest could clarify. And she used the storefront, her business. It sounds like customers come in and somebody's selling them a product at the storefront. And I know that storefront, you know, can you clarify that for people to make it clear how that's done?
Well, I think the biggest thing is, you know, over the years, you know, because, and I know where you're going with this question, in that in the past, it's always been, you know, taboo to set up a big display or stock shelves of products with Nikan's, what we have, and sell it out of a storefront. However, if you own a business and you can put products out so people can use it, I look at it from this perspective. You know, I work from my home. The products that we use are here. If I had like an office, would I not have all the products on display? You know, or as many of them as I could put in my office. So, and I think ultimately, to answer your question,
that's a bad idea.
It's always better to beg than get permission. Nikan is not that legalistic anymore. We're not dealing with any of that stuff, like that we used to. So, and I marketing has evolved, and the exact rules and regulations are blurred, there's a whole lot more liberty today. So if you're a business owner, or if you sponsor somebody who's a business owner, and they want to set up a small display of products to show people what we're using in our office, why not? You know, now, and of course, someone may come back to me and I may get, you know, penalized for making that comment, but I, you know, at this point, I think we need to use whatever modality is available to us to, you know, get Niken's name out there. Because we've got a job to do. And so if we have an opportunity to do something like that, and I think what Stacey is doing in at Johnson Woolen Mills, in their little, you know, store up front, is just, you know, again, making the products available and showing them for, you know, get people to ask your questions. So.
Sand?
Yes.
This is your mother. I think there's a big difference between having display of products that you use and your employees use, and maybe a friend that walks in the door or somebody interested in hurting use, as opposed to an inventory warehouse shelf of products.
Oh, sure.
We had that happen here at our B&B, and of course I had a gal that came in to take the census in our public room, and sitting across from her was a power mag, and she jumped to her feet about 3 minutes. She sat down. She says, "I'm sorry, I have to step back. It's so bad. Wouldn't I want to have the product right there to put on her?" So, you know, same thing on a smaller scale, but I agree with you, but the clarification is drastically different than having an inventory of products to sell off the shelf.
Absolutely.
Dan?
Yes, go ahead.
This is Mary Ann. You know, we have another business called Yankee Medical in Burlington, Vermont. It's an orthotic and prosthetic facility.
Uh-huh.
And when I got involved 11 years in Niken, years ago, I actually went through all of this with the company. And what I was told is that as long as we kept the product in a different area, it wasn't on a shelf with other, you know, knee braces or whatever, and there was trained staff that were distributors, who could actually explain the difference about what this does versus a regular immobilizing splint or something like that, then that was within Niken's qualifications. Because you know as well as I that there's doctors that have these in their offices and chiropractors and whatever. And so when Stacy had wanted to just have a display, actually it was Rachel, her retail manager, that wanted to do it, I shared with her that they had to have a separate area, that it wasn't to be inventory-based. It was actually going to be a display of what was possible, and that, you know, if they happened to have one in the back room that they could sell, if someone wanted to buy it on the fly, that would be okay, but not to stock it like Walmart.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if that's helpful to people.
Oh, and I, as she was explaining it, that's exactly what I was envisioning. I wasn't seeing a shelf, you know, with, you know, 30 pair of mag straps.
Right.
You know,
right.
That's what I saw, too, but I just thought because I was an issue in the past that it would be really good to have it.
Well, it is good to clarify that because, you know, in the past it was a bigger issue. Like you're saying, Vance, there's some, now I think people are more aware. These products don't sell on a shelf. They sell when people are enthusiastic and can share a story. So it'll never work in a retail environment without that. So it really is about, you know, someone saying, I'm wearing these insoles, and you know what they've done for my ankle? It's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And so the way they did it there is they actually just have posters, and they created a wellness environment in this little corner of their store.
Sure.
So they have one of each thing out. And the water, obviously, is there. But, you know, it would never work. I've said to people, I do more personally just sharing this product through my network than we ever could do during a store, because how do we differentiate ourselves? It's us. We're the marketing. That's how we differentiate. It's not a real, true retail-type volume piece.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. No, it's not. And, you know, and it's just, you know, I think bottom line is we have to use, and thank you for the person that
decided to get off the line. That was bringing all this. Holy smoke. I was going through, you know, flashbacks of being on a bus with 35, you know, grade schoolers a couple weeks ago on a field trip going, holy smokes, how do these teachers do this? They're not paid enough. This is completely psychotic. I think when it comes down to it, our culture's changing, and we have to realize, and again, you guys, if you have not picked up a copy of Robert Kiyosaki's latest book, The Business for the 21st Century, wow, I'm three-quarters of the way through it. I had to actually slow down reading it on this last trip because I couldn't process it fast enough. But he really gets into that. Our culture's changing, and with where we're at as a society, people are truly way more open today than they were 10 years ago to the concept of network marketing. Because exactly how Stacey pointed out, to give her employees the opportunity to, to earn money over and above what they could do on a normal 9-to-5 job. And this is huge. So, well, thank you, you guys who have made comments or asked questions. Appreciate it greatly. Anything else before we wrap it up? Okay. Well, I forgot to mention, and I should have done this earlier, next week we have Dr. Jim Buse with us. He is he's a doctor of some sort, medical practice, I don't even remember. And then we've got my mom, actually, will be with us in 2 weeks, interviewing a gal from Parkview Adventist Medical Center. Herb Rapp, Sharon Weinstein, and Sherry Clark. Over a month from now, we've got Dale and Megan Waite from Utah, Logan, Utah. They are the ones on the website who had earned, $1,400 in the Power Launch bonus. So we've got quite the lineup of people coming up in the next few weeks. So look forward to having you join us next Saturday with Dr. Jim Buse. So you guys have a great weekend. If there's anything that we can do for you, don't hesitate to call, email, text, whatever you need to do, and we'll go from there. And if there's some of you out there that are not receiving the weekly email, you know what's coming up that I send out every Wednesday. My email address is vsrogers995@aol.com. That's V as in Vance, S as in Stacy, rogers995@aol.com. Be happy to add your email to that list so you never miss what's coming next. And you guys have a fantastic weekend and look forward to talking to you next Saturday morning. So
are you back in Portland,
fans? What's that?
Are you back in Portland?
I am. Yeah, I was in Cleveland it was a quick trip. Left on Thursday and came back late Saturday night.
All right. I'll be over there next Wednesday. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, maybe we should hook up. What are you doing here next time?
I'll be in the at the VA hospital for a stress test.
Oh, fun. And you get it to come all the way over here because it's free, right?
I come over here, and there's no clinic over here that I can do that at, so yeah. So I'm going to meet with Jack Brown, but I'd love to get together with you if we can make that work.
If we could swing it. Yeah, I know I have a lunch appointment that day, but if we could swing it, that would be fun.
Yeah, that's at 10 in the morning. I'll give you a call. So.
Okay, sounds like
good.
A plan.
All right, thanks, man.
All right. Yep. Goodbye, everybody. Great having you on the call.
Bye, Vance.
Bye, Vance. Thank you. God bless.
Goodbye.